谢谢罗浩弟兄提醒我们那个第一件跟第二件的报告。
We thank the brother Horace remind us on the first and second item of the announcement.
我鼓励您来参加这个福音的传福音的讲座。
I encourage you to come to the evangelism workshop.
我们学习怎么用圣经跟人家传福音。
We'll learn how to evangelize people with the Bible.
你如果有任何有关传福音的问题，也可以提出来，我们一起讨论。
We can also discuss any question that you may have regarding evangelism.
Okay. 第二点是那个，如果我们去这个讲座哈，这个在 T4C 办的全备救恩的讲座，如果是月底报名的话，一个人只要$10。
The second, if we register before the end of this month for the T4C workshop, you can work, only need $10 of registration fee.
$10是包括礼拜六的午餐跟讲义。
So this will include the handout and also the lunch for Saturday.
这是非常好的价钱。
This is a very good price.
那么3月31号以后就要一个人$20。
So if we register after March 31st, it's going to be, the fee will be increased.
所以如果你们愿意去，请你等一下在后面签个名。
So if you want to go, please sign your name at the back later.
今天我们看一个很要紧的题目。
Today we're going to look at a very important topic.
如何肯定你的救恩？
How to be sure of your salvation?
一个人得了救恩以后，过了一段时间，会不会失去救恩？
If someone has received salvation, will he lose it after a little while?
也许再用另一种方式来问。
Maybe you can ask the question another way.
一个人会不会得救以后，因为某一件事情又不得救？
May a person after being saved but lose it for some one incident?
答案是
The answer is
不会的。
No, won't be.
为什么这么说？
Why we say that?
我们看一段经文。
Let's read a passage.
约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10,
28到29节
verses 28 to 29.
约翰福音第十章28到29节
John 10, 28-29.
这里说，我又赐给他们永生，就是他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去，这是耶稣讲的话。我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。一个人得救以后是永远的得救。
If a person is saved and he is saved permanently,
不会改变。
It will not change.
也不会失去。
It will not lose it.
但你可能心里会想
But you may think,
我知道某一个人
I know some person,
他过去说他是基督徒
He once said he was Christian,
但现在呢
But now,
不要说他不去教会
Don't even mention he doesn't go to church,
他连耶稣是神他都不信
He doesn't even believe that Jesus is God,
他连圣经是神的话语都不信
He doesn't even believe the Bible is God's word,
并且他的言行啊，跟没有信主人一模一样
And his deeds and words are just like unbelievers.
甚至还说更糟糕。
Sometimes even worse.
那你怎么解释呢？
How can you explain that?
答案是。
The answer is.
不是这个人得到救恩后又失去。
It's not he was saved and lost.
是这个人从来没有得救过。
Is he has never been saved.
刚才保罗在哥林多后书讲了一句话。
Paul just said one thing in the Second Corinthians.
那我们打开哥林多后书十三章第五节。
Let's go to Second Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5.
哥林多后书十三章第五节。
13:5.
这个是我们刚才所背诵的经文。
This is our memory verse.
你们总要自己审查有信心没有。换句话说，审查你自己是不是得救的。
You need to examine if you are saved.
也要自己试验， 岂不知你们若不是可弃绝的哈，可弃绝这个字也许不是把它翻得最清楚。
So it wasn't very clearly translated that word.
Okay. 这个意思是不及格
,disqualified. You're disqualified.
或者是检验没有合格
,or you did not qualify by exam.
换句话说，如果你不是不合格，你不是检验 不及格的话。
So if you are not disqualified, if you are not considered unqualified,
就耶稣基督在你们心里。
Then you will have Jesus in your heart.
你是个得救的。
You are saved.
保罗要我们自己查验。
So Paul wants us to test ourselves.
我们究竟是不是得救？
Are we truly saved?
因为在教会里面，任何教里面差不多都有三种人。
Because in almost every church there are three kinds of people.
第一种人，
the first kind,
他是真的得救，
he's truly saved.
他也知道，
he knows.
感谢神，
we thank God.
他是很有福气的，
he's blessed.
第二种人，
the second kind,
他是真的得救，
he's truly saved.
但他不知道，
but he doesn't know.
需要有人教导他，
he needs to be taught.
给他印证，
give him proof,
给他 confirmation,
give a confirmation,
给他打打气，
so can encourage him.
第三种人，
the third,
他没有得救，
he was not saved,
他不知道，
he doesn't know,
他以为他自己得救，
he thought he was saved,
或者说他硬说自己是得救，
or he insists that he is saved.
你需要让他看到圣经怎么讲，
you need to let him see what the Bible says.
那如何做这个测验呢？
So how do you do this test?
约翰一书有答案。
There was the answer in 1 John.
请我们看约翰一书五章十三节。
First John 5:13.
约翰一书五章十三节。
First John 5:13.
这里说，我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。约翰在这里告诉我们，
John tells us here,
他写约翰一书主要的目的，
the main purpose why he wrote 1 John,
就是要我们知道我们有永生，
because he wants us to know that we have eternal life.
但是在约翰一书里面，
but in the 1 John,
至少有十个测验，
there are at least 10 tests.
我们可以自己审查，
We can examine ourselves.
我们是不是真的得救？
If we are truly saved.
今天因为时间的缘故，我们只讲前面五个测验。
So today, because of time, we will only discuss the first five.
下个礼拜天我们再讲后面五个测验。
So next Sunday, we'll talk about the second five.
我们先看第一个测验。
The first test.
你对罪敏感吗？
Are you sensitive to sin?
这是在第一章第五节到第十节。
This is in chapter 1 verses 5 to 10.
第五节说，
Verse 5 says,
神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。约翰是说我要讲的信息啊。
John says, the message I wanted to speak,
就是神是光，
is that God is light,
在他里面毫无黑暗，
in him there's no darkness.
这个毫无黑暗就是说 在光明当中一点小黑暗都没有。
There was no darkness in the light, there was not even a little bit of darkness.
好像一张纯白的纸里面你找不到一个很小的黑点。
So it's a pure white paper, you cannot even find a tiny black spot.
然后第六节，
Now verse 6,
我们若说是与神相交却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。相交的意思就是说我是基督徒啊。
The fellowship means we are Christians.
我是信主的人啊。
I believe in the Lord.
所以你告诉我们是光与黑暗这两个事情不可能同时存在。
You tell us here, light and darkness cannot coexist.
有了一个就不会有第二个。
If you have one, you will not have the other.
有了这个就会把另外一个赶走啊。
If you have this, you will chase the other one away.
不可能同时存在。
It will not coexist.
然后第七节到第十节
from verse 7 to 10,
约翰继续讲这个道理。
John continued to speak the truth.
他先提到两种没有信主的人。
He first mentioned two types of unbelievers.
第一种人是在第八节。
The first kind is in verse 8.
我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。这种人呢，不肯处理他们的罪。
Those kind of people, they do not want to handle their sin.
他们认为他们今天已经达到一个完全的境界。
They think they have already reached a perfect state.
他们已经把他们的罪性完全对付清楚了。
They have completely dealt with their sin nature.
所以他说他们自己无罪。
So they claim they are sinless.
约翰说这是自己欺骗自己。
So, John says they are deceiving themselves.
第二种人是在第十节。
The second is,kind person is in verse 10.
我们若说自己没有犯过罪，请听你解释。
If we claim we have not sinned,
这更厉害哈。
This is even worse.
这种心态是我从来没有犯过罪。
Such attitude thinks they have never sinned.
这种心态是在侮辱神啊。
So they are really, the what's the
word? Defile.
Defile. Okay. They're defying God.
因为神已经说过人有罪。
Because God has said we are sinful.
我们看一处圣经节。
Let's read a passage.
罗马书第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
第十节到十一节。
Verse 10-11.
罗马书第三章第十节到第十一节。
Romans 3:10-11.
就如经上所记，没有一人连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求上帝的，这个人他却说自己从来没有犯过罪。
But this person who claims he has never sinned,
他说他是个义人呢。
He thinks he's righteous.
那他其实等于说神在说谎。
So he is actually saying that God is lying.
你注意到这两种不信的人啊，他们有一个共同点。
These two kind of people.The unbelievers, they have a similarity.
请你看第八节。
Let's see, read verse 8.
第八节说后面，真理不在我们心里了。
So the home, it says that the truth is not in us.
第十节。
Verse 10.
后半边。
The last half.
他的道也不在我们心里了。
So there's no, his way is not in us, our life.
他们没有真理。
They have no truth.
他们没有道。
There's no way.
他们没有耶稣。
They don't have Jesus.
他们没有神。
They don't have God.
所以约翰在这段经里面先讲两种不信的人。
So here, John says the first two kinds of unbelievers.
不信的人有个特点。
So there are a characteristic of these two.
马克阿瑟牧师写了一本书。
So John MacArthur wrote a book.
在英文叫做 Saved Without a Doubt, 哈。没有任何怀疑的得救。
Safe without doubt.
他讲了一句话。
He said one thing.
在我们节目单上面。
It's printed on our program.
也许中文可以这样翻译。
This may be the Chinese translation.
未信人的特征呢，就是对于他们生命中的罪察觉不到。他自己不觉得有。
They do not think they have sin.
但是在第七跟第十节里面，约翰提到两种人是信主的。
But in verse 7, they John mentioned two kinds of people who are believers.
这种人正好跟前面的人成了对比啊。
So they are contrast to the unbelievers.
这是第七节和第九节。
This is verse 7 and 9.
这是真正的信主信徒。
These are true believers.
他们对罪有一个正确感哈 ，right sense.他们对罪有正确感。
So they have a right sense toward sin.
我们看第七节。
Let's read verse 8.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的不义，一切的罪。他能够在光明中行。
They can walk in light.
因为他知道自己犯罪。
Because they know they have sinned.
他也知道他的罪已经给耶稣洗净了。
They know their sin has been purified by Jesus.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。当他发现自己有罪，
When he realized he has sinned,
他会承认。
He will confess.
他会请求神饶恕他，洁净他。
He will ask forgiveness from God and also be purified.
也许这是个很好的时候。
Maybe this is a good time.
问问自己。
Ask ourselves.
请问你对罪敏感吗？
Are you sensitive to sin?
请问你最近一次向神认罪是什么时候？
When was the last time you confessed to God?
昨天。
Was yesterday?
上礼拜。
Last week?
上个月。
Last month?
一年前。
About a year ago?
不少时候。
Oftentimes,
一提到罪，
when we mention sin,
我们只是想到那些很明显的。
We only think of those obvious.
杀人呢？
Like murder.
抢窃人家东西啊。
Or is it stealing things?
强奸呢？
Or rape.
或者说谎话呢？
Or lying.
对这些我们说那当然不行了。
Of course we cannot do those things.
我们很敏感。
We are very sensitive.
不应该有人做的。
Nobody should do that.
但是其他的罪呢？
But about the other kinds of sins.
敏感吗？
Are we sensitive?
要不要看圣经怎么讲呢？
What does the Bible say?
我们请我们打开罗马书。
Let's go to Romans.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
28节到32节。
Verses 28 to 32.
罗马书第一章二十八到三十二节。
Roman 1 chapter 28 to 32.
这里说，他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存邪僻的心，行那些不合理的事，装满了各样不义、邪恶。贪婪、恶毒，满心是嫉妒、凶杀、增进、诡诈、毒恨，又是忏悔的、背后说人的、怨恨神的、无满人的、狂傲的、自夸的、捏造二世的、违背父母的、无知的、背约的、无亲情的、不怜悯人的。他们虽知道神判定行这样事的人是当死的，然而他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。请问你对以上这些罪敏感吗？
Let me ask you, are you sensitive to those sins just mentioned?
还是你认为这些是小毛病呢？
You think this is a little thing?
哦，无关紧要。
It was not important.
为什么牧师你小题大做呢？
So why do you exaggerate, Pastor?
这个有一位姐妹，去世的姐妹。
There was a sister who passed away.
她的英文名字叫 Frances Ridley Havergal.
So her name is Miss Havergal.
写在你们节目单上面。
It's also printed on our program.
他是一位伟大圣诗的作者。
She's a great author of hymns.
他一生写了许多我们很喜欢唱的圣诗。
She has written many hymns that we like.
比如说刚才唱的155首。
For example, we just sang 155.
虔诚奉献。
155.
Yeah, take my life. And
take my life.
然后333首
and 333
333首
333
安乐无休 okay, Like a river glorious、还有389首
389
我曾舍命还有502首
502
随顺从主耶稣还有543首
543
我专心依靠主 Frances 她对罪很敏感
She's very sensitive
她曾经一个很长的时间
For a long time
为自己犯了许多罪
She thought she has sinned a lot.
而感到羞愧。
And felt shame.
心里有重担。
She had great burden.
跟不安。
And uneasiness.
有一天正好是五月份的时候。
So it was sometime in May.
在她早上灵修的时候。
During her early devotion.
她灵修的时候常常读希腊文的圣经。
So she often studied the Greek Bible in her.
她读到约翰一书。
She knows about First John.
她读到第一章。
So she read chapter 1.
她正好读到第七节。
She just happened to read verse 7.
特别第七节的后半边呢。
Especially the second half of verse 7.
她儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。然后她还读到第九节。
And she also read verse 9.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的。必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。当他发现洗净这个字的时候，
When she discovered the word purify,
这个他发现这是一个现代式的动词啊。
She said this is a present tense of verb.
表示说这个洗净是继续的不停的。
It means this is continued, unceasing.
哦，他知道说他好高兴。
So she realized that she was very happy.
他马上向神认罪。
Right away, she confessed to God.
认罪后，她心里那种喜乐很难形容啊。
So it can't even describe the joy after she confessed.
因为她不再有罪带给她的羞耻。
Because she no longer has the shame that's brought by sin.
她再次有她心里的平安。
So once again, she has peace in her heart.
当她去世的时候。
When she died.
他们的教会给她一个追思礼拜。
So the church have a memorial service.
在棺材上面摆了她圣经。
They put the Bible on her coffin.
但是摆得很特别。
Was a unique way of the Bible's place.
这个圣经不是关着的。
So the Bible was not closed.
这个圣经是打开的。
So the Bible was open.
打开在什么地方？
Where did it open to?
就打开到约翰一书第一章第七节。
So it opened to 1 John chapter 1 verse 7.
因为这一节圣经成为他一生最喜欢的一个圣经节。
Because this verse becomes His most heard, most favorite verse.
一个真的得救的人
a truly saved person,
对他生命中罪的真实性，他是会敏感。
He's very sensitive to the sin, the true nature of his sin.
咱们问你几个问题。
Let's ask some questions.
请问你是不是认识到，如果你要与神相交，你不能行在黑暗当中
？Do you know if you want to have fellowship with God? You cannot walk in darkness.
请问，当你察觉到生命中罪的时候，你愿意马上认罪吗？跟马上离弃这些罪吗
？Do you know that when you realize you have sinned, are you willing to right away confess and depart from the sin?
请问，有时候你有没有像保罗一样的哭喊呢
？Or have you ever cried like Paul?
我真是苦啊！谁能救我这取死的身体啊？
Oh, how wretched a man I am. Who can rescue me from the dead body of death?
因为你对罪敏感。
Because you are sensitive to sin.
因为你感觉到犯罪以后的重担。
You realize the burden of sin.
如果你对这几个问题，你的答案都是是。
If you can answer positive to the question,
你是会得救的人。
You are a saved person.
你可以享受你的救恩。
You can enjoy your salvation.
因为你的救恩不会再失去的。
Because you'll never lose your salvation.
我们看第二个测验。
That's the second test.
你遵守神的话语吗
？Do you obey God's word?
这是第二章第三节到第六节。
This was in chapter 2 verses 3 and 6.
第二章第三节说。我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是认识他。这是一句很清楚又直接的话。
This is very clear and direct.
你想不想知道你是个基督徒
？Do you want to know if you are a Christian?
很简单，问问自己啊。
Very simple, ask yourself.
我是否遵守圣经神的命令
？Do I obey commands and of God and Bible?
当你遵守神的话语。
When you obey God's word,
这个行动本身呢
，to the action itself,
带来给你 assurance, 带来给你把握
，will bring you the assurance.
那你知道我的确是认识他。
to let you know that you truly know him.
这边我们中文翻译这个遵守这个字哈。
Here the Chinese translation.
Keep, huh?
To keep.
希腊文的意思。
The original meaning in the Greek word.
是指一种警惕的 watchful.
So it's the meaning of being watchful.
或小心翼翼的。
And it also means
careful.
Careful.
并且想得周到的顺从。
And it's also thoughtful obedience.
警惕的，小心翼翼的。想得周到的顺从
watchful, careful, and thoughtful obedience.
换句话说，这种顺从不只是外在的行动而已。
So in another word, those kind of obedience is not just outward behavior.
更包括里面遵守的精神。
Also include the spirit of obedience.
一个人愿意在日常生活上
，If you are willing in your daily life,
遵守圣经的心。
You have the heart of old.
是一个很好的指标。
It's a good indicator.
告诉你自己，跟告诉别人。
To tell yourself and to other people.
你是为得救的人。
You are a saved person.
这样的人。
Such a person.
当他碰到圣经上一些很难的要求。
When he ran into difficult requirements by the Bible.
他的反应。
His reaction.
不会再批评这个圣经。
He's not going to criticize the Bible.
哇，这个要求太难了。
He said this is too hard.
这个要求今天不实用了。
So this command is not practical for.
这个要求没有人达得到。
No one can meet that criteria.
神为什么在这边白讲呢
？So why would just waste the words?
他听到这些难的要求。
When he ran into those difficult commands.
他会想办法思想。
He will think about.
他还想办法问问别人。
He will ask other people.
我怎么样可以达到神的要求
？How can I meet God's requirements?
我们看两处的圣经节就重复这个真理。
Let's understand this truth by two passages.
马太福音七章二十一节。
Matthew 7:21.
马太福音七章二十一节。
Matthew 7:21.
这里说凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不忍都进天国唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去再看约翰福音八章三十一节
We'll go to John chapter 8 verse 31
约翰福音八章三十一节
John 8:31
耶稣对信他的犹太人说你们若常常遵守我的道就真是我的门徒就真是属于我的人
You truly those belong to me
我们再回到约翰一书第二章
Let's go back to 1 John chapter 2
我们要读第四节
We shall read verse 4
第四节跟第三节正好是个对比
So verse 4 is a contrast with verse 3.
第四节说，人若说我认识他，却不遵守他的诫命，便是说谎话的，真理也不在他心里的。人说我认识他，说我是自己宣称是基督徒。
People say I know him and claim they are Christians.
却不遵守神的命令。
But they do not do the commandment.
你看说你是个讲谎话的人。
So John says you are a liar.
这两个事情不可能同时存在。
Those two cannot coexist.
有一个一定是假的。
One must be false.
我们看约翰福音十八章三十七节。
Let's go to John 18, verse 37.
约翰福音十八章三十七节。
John 18:37.
十八章三十七节。
18:37.
耶稣回答比拉多的一句话。
That's why Jesus answered the Pilate.
比拉多就对他说：“这样你是王吗？”耶稣回答说：“你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世间，特为解真理做见证。”然后耶稣说凡属真理的人 就听我的话。如果你属于耶稣，你会听他的话。
If you belong to Jesus, you will listen to him.
你不听他的话，是表示真理不在你心里面。
If you do not listen to him, it means the truth is not in you.
你的心里面容纳不下神的话。
You cannot keep God's word in you.
你的心里容纳不下耶稣。
There's no room for Jesus in your heart.
我们再回到第五节，约翰一书。
To John, First John, verse five.
凡遵守主道的。爱神的心在他里面实在是完全的，从此我们知道我们是在主里面。也像是说，如果你表示你爱神，
John says, if you want to show that you love God,
你要让人知道你爱神，
you want people to know that you love God,
圣经说你就遵守神的话语。
So the Bible says you have to come, obedient to God's word.
如果你没有遵守神的话语，
if you're not obeying God's word,
你不但没有爱神，
not only do not love God,
你不晓得怎么爱人，
you do not even know how to love others.
你知道你怎么决定你是个真的基督徒吗？
Do you know how you determine to be a true Christian?
不是凭着你的情绪，
not because of your emotion,
也不是自己嘴巴讲，
Not because of what you said.
也不是要别人来证明你。
It's not other people can confirm you.
而是凭着遵守神的话语。
But it's only depend on how you obey God's word.
第六节。
Verse 6.
人若说他住在主里面。约翰喜欢用这个字住在 abide.
So, John liked the word abide.
这个字约翰用了很多次。
He used many times.
你记得耶稣在约翰十五章里面讲那个比喻。
You remember Jesus made a parable in John 15.
我是真葡萄树，你们是枝子。
I'm the true vine, you are the branches.
在那里面，他就说你们要住在我里面。
So that you have to abide in me.
住在里面是表示不是一个暂时的停留。
To abide doesn't mean it's a temporary state.
也不是一种表面上的连接。
It's not a superficial connection.
而是一种永远的有深度的 连接。
So it's a permanent deep connecting.
当我们住在神里面。
So when we abide in God,
我们可以从耶稣的身上。
We can learn from Jesus.
吸取他的生命。
Receive life from him.
吸收他的那个力量。
We can receive his energy,
然后支取他的养分，
and use his oxygen.
所以约翰在第六节后半面提醒我们。
So John remind us in chapter verse 6,
就该自己照主所行的去行。
So we ought to command according to the Lord to do what is told.
因为不会只是嘴巴讲讲。
So it's not just to use your words to say it.
耶稣怎么做，会效法耶稣照样去做。
So whatever Jesus says, you will learn and imitate.
如果我们当中有人渴慕神的话语，
If someone in our ministry thirsts for God, Jesus' word,
你很希望遵守他。
You want to obey it.
这首先因为你爱神。
That's because first you love God.
你对神的救恩你很感激啊。
You thank God for His salvation.
你要渴慕遵守神的话语的心呢？
The heart that thirsts for obeying God.
再给你一个顺服的模式哈 ，pattern of obedience.
So brings you the pattern of obedience.
你的顺服已经定型了。
So your obedience is already molded.
已经成型了。
So it's already fixed.
如果你是这样。
If you are like such,
你已经通过一个很重要的测验。
You have already passed a very important test.
就是你有得救的信心。
So prove you have the saving faith.
我们看第三个测验。
That's the third test.
你拒绝这个邪恶的世界吗？
Do you reject this evil world?
这是第二章十五节到十七节。
That's chapter 2 verse 15 to 17.
在这个很熟悉的经文当中，约翰给了两个理由，为什么需要拒绝这个邪恶的世界。
So in this familiar passage, John gave two reasons why we should reject the evil world.
第一个理由，
The first reason
是在十五节，
Verse 16,
不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。这段经文里面，总共世界出现了有六次。
In this passage, the word appeared six times.
世界是指什么？
What is the world point to?
你要看上下文而决定。
You have to study in the context.
有时候是指所创造的宇宙万物。
Sometimes it means the created universe.
有时候是指这个世界上的人。
Sometimes it's pointing to the people in this world.
不是每次都是邪恶的。
But not every time it's evil.
但在这里的世界。
But the world here.
上下文告诉我们是个邪恶的。
In the context, tell us it's an evil world.
希腊文 kosma 这个字在这里表示一个邪恶的系统。
The Greek word kosma means this is the organizational system of evil.
这个系统把神留在外面。
So in this system, God is left out.
这个系统跟神是作对的。
So this system is against the God.
这个系统包括许多东西啊。
In this system includes many things.
在你们节目当中说包括假的宗教。
It's about a false religion.
错误的哲学观。
Errant philosophy.
犯罪。
Crime.
不道德。
Immorality.
物质主义。
Materialism.
跟其他类似的东西。
And the like.
这个系统的领导人物是撒旦。
So the leader of the system is Satan.
为什么这么说？
Why do I say that?
约翰自己有解释。
John has explained himself.
让我们看第五章十九节。
Let's go to chapter 5 verse 19.
第五章十九节。
5:19.
我们知道我们是属神的，全世界啊，记住这个字 ,cosmos。都握在那恶者手下，这个恶者就是撒旦。
The evil one is Satan.
今天这个世界的确是在撒旦掌握这个系统的控制之下。
So today indeed this world system is under the control of Satan.
你要看看世界上走行跟那趋向就知道。
You have to see what the trends and what people do in this world.
比如说今天。女权主义啊 ，feminism 很盛行。
So today it's very popular for feminism.
它打击传统的家庭。
So they attack the traditional family.
也打击男女的角色。
It also attacks the roles of men and women play.
报章杂志积极的鼓吹性善的混乱。
So the papers and magazines promoting sexual promiscuity.
也鼓吹同性恋。
Also promoting homosexuality.
让人见怪不怪。
So people will not be strange about it.
暴行暴力的增加。
So increase the violence.
但是很奇怪，有些会被接受。
But some even accept it.
你看到一些电视上这种暴行暴力，你好像不太在震惊了。
So you're no longer shocked.When you see the violence in newspaper and TV,
强调个人的享受、快乐跟物质主义。
So they emphasize the personal enjoyment, pleasure, and materialism.
人生的目标就是越多越好。
So the purpose in life is the more you can, the better.
个人的品格。
Personal morality.
公司里商业上的道德。
The business moral.
却继续的下降。
So they continue to decrease.
每个人用一个字一个来形容很有意思。
So there's one word they use to describe this.
叫做 slippery slope. 光滑的斜坡。
Slippery slope.
一直滑下去的。
So continue to slide down.
不会停的。
It's not going to stop.
除非你自己跳出来。
Unless you jump out.
还有个人主义至上。
Or the promoting individualism.
世界上没有对错的。
There's nothing right or wrong in this world.
只要有人觉得对。
If somebody thinks it's right.
甚至一万个人里面有一个人觉得对。
Even if one in 10,000 think it's right.
别的人就不能多讲。
So people cannot criticize.
因为没有绝对的真理。
Because there's no absolute truth.
这些都是后现代主义的功效。
So this is what happened, the effects of postmodernism.
但是当你成为一个基督徒以后
But once you become a Christian,
很奇怪的哦
It's very wonderful.
过去你觉得无所谓
What things you weren't careful?
现在这些事情会排斥你
Now those things will reject you.
会让你厌恶
Will make you feeling evil about.
不会让你有兴趣
It won't let you, it won't give you any interest.
不会吸引你的
It won't no longer attract you.
是的，有时候你会被引诱又跌回去
Sometimes you may be tempted and go back.
你跌到这个陷阱里面的时候，
you may fall into trap again.
你说他很泄气啊。
Now you may lose your courage.
神啊，我为什么又跌下去？
He said, God, why did I fall again?
但是感谢神呢。
But we thank God.
你因为神给你一个新的性情呢。
Because God gave you a new nature.
一个新的本质啊。
A new
Okay, new dispositions.
New position.
然后你会爱他。
So you love him.
所以你想从这里面跑出来。
So you want to escape from it.
你会拒绝这些事情。
You will resist those things.
你会厌恶这些事情。
You'll be evil of those things.
你不是马上站起来，就是马上跳出来。
But you cannot stand up right away and jump.
你会不会把它把你压得成型呢？
But it will not press you to mold you.
爱天父的人对这些事情会自然的拒绝他。
So those who love the Father will automatically resist those things.
这是约翰给的第一个原因。
That's the first reason John gave us.
约翰给的第二个原因。
He also gave a second reason.
是在十六十七节。
Verses 16 and 17.
因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的。乃是从世界来的，这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存的。约翰把世界的善事分成三个。
John classified three things about this world.
第一个肉体的情欲。
The first is the lust of the flesh.
也许用一个英文字可以讲。
English word
就是淫荡 sensuality，
就是 sensuality。
人根据动物的本能呢，愿望去做。
So we man follow the animal instinct to do things。
第二个眼目的情欲。
The second is the covetousness，
就是贪婪，想要得到别人要的东西。
So it's kind of greed, wanting to have other people's
possessions。要得的比别人多。
You want to have more than the others。
今天美国的经济一个大的这个困难。
So today the economic crisis.
这是其中一个原因。
It's one of the reasons for that.
第三个，约翰讲的是今生的骄傲。
The third is the pride.
目中无人，眼中没神。
So they are arrogant. They have no God in themselves.
自己认为可以掌管前途啊。
They think they can control their fate.
这三件事会带给你一时的兴奋。
So these three things could bring you momentary pleasure.
然后一时的快乐。
And give you temporary pleasure.
像约翰说两件事情。
But John said,
第一个
first,
不是从父来的。
It does not come from the Father.
不是为你好的。
It's not good for you.
因为不是从父来的。
Because it doesn't come from the Father.
第二件事约翰讲的。
The second John says,
乃是从世界来的。
It's but,from the world.
所以只会带给你败坏腐烂。
Can only give, bring you evil and decay.
甚至死亡。
And even death.
然后十七节约翰说这些都要过去。
And in verse 17, he says, all of this shall pass away.
换句话说这些最多只是一个暂时的真实。
So this is only a momentary
reality.
Momentary.
美国的历史告诉我们一件事情。
In American history, it tells us one thing.
在1859年
，In 1859,
林肯总统去我们隔壁州 Wisconsin 州。
President Lincoln went to our neighbor Wisconsin.
去一个农业社团的聚会上演讲。
He went to speak in the agriculture society.
他想要说明一个说改变呢，能够在你我身上。产生一种深奥但是调和镇静的影响。
He wants to talk the profound and tempering effect that change can have on us.
所以他举了一个例子。
So he gave an example.
他说有一个东方的 国君。
So there was an Eastern monarch.
有一天给他的谋士们一个作业。
So one day he gave to his counselors an assignment.
就是要他们提出一个真理。
So they want them to come up with the truth.
林肯总统说这个真理有一个要这个我想说这个真理有一个要求。
But there's a requirement for this truth.
这个真理在所有的时间跟所有的情况之下都可以用。
And this truth would apply to all times and all situations.
谋士们回去大家仔细地讨论考虑。
So the counselors went back and carefully thought about it.
他们回到国君的前面。
After they returned to the monarch.
他说我们找到了。
And they said we found it.
他们用一句话来讲。
They said just one thing.
这句话写在你们节目单上面。
So this one is printed on the program.
也许中文的翻译可以说, 而这些也要过去。
And this too shall pass.
而这些也要过去。
This too shall pass.
林肯总统说他很喜欢这句话。
President Lincoln says he liked this one very much.
他知道这句话的功效。
He knows the effects of this.
他说这句话会让你在骄傲的时候多有节制。
So this one can give you chastening in your pride.
并且这句话在你痛苦的时候多有安慰。
And it can also bring you consoling in the hours of affliction.
不管你是得意。
Doesn't matter if you are very happy.
不管你是痛苦啊。
That doesn't matter where you are afflicted.
这些都要过去。
All this shall pass.
这就是约翰这里所讲的。
This is what John says here.
也许我们再问问自己啊。
We can ask ourselves again.
请问你拒绝这个邪恶的世界吗？
Do you reject this evil world?
你们拒绝这些假的宗教？
Have you rejected this false religion?
人的哲学？
This false philosophy?
不敬虔的生活？
Immorality?
虚空的追求？
The empty pursuit?
请问你说你爱神？
Let me ask you, say that you love God.
你爱有关于神的事情吗？
Do you love things about God?
你爱他的真理吗？
Do you love his truth?
弟兄姐妹，这种爱对你我任何一个人都不是自然的。
So you know this kind of love, it doesn't come naturally for us.
每一个人天生有这种爱。
No one can have that they're born with.
因为人的倾向就是爱黑暗，不爱光明。
Because our nature is to love darkness, not light.
人的倾向就是爱世界，不爱父的。
Our natural tendency is to love the world.
但如果你拒绝这个邪恶的世界，
But if you reject this world,
跟世上的事情，
And the worldly things,
那是个很好的证明。
That's a good proof.
你有从父而来那个新的生命。
You have the new life that comes from the Father.
我们再看一个测验就好。
Let's look another test again.
第四个。
The four.
你渴望地等待基督的再来吗？
Do you eagerly await Christ's coming?
这是第四个测验。
That's the fourth test.
有人是渴望耶稣基督的再来。
There are people who are eagerly waiting for Jesus.
但他的渴望你可以说是比较消极性的。
But his way waiting is kind of negative.
因为他在世界上觉得太痛苦。
Because he saw too much pain in this world.
苦比乐多。
That there's more pain than pleasure.
所以他的心情像诗人摩西一样。
So what he's saying is like Moses.
摩西说,
Moses said,
我们一生的年日是70岁。
The length of a day is 70 years.
若是强壮可到80岁。
Maybe 80 if we have the strength.
但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦转眼成空。
Yet the span but trouble and sorrow and they shall pass.
我们便如飞而去。
We'll fly away.
他因为这种痛苦啊。
Because of his sorrow.
他希望耶稣早一点来。
He wants Jesus to come quickly.
可以解除他的痛苦。
Can relieve his pain.
但是约翰在刚才第三章里面是讲一个积极的原因。
But John in verse chapter 3 said a more positive reason.
我们看第二节。
Let's see verse 2.
第三章第二节, 亲爱的弟兄啊, 我们现在是神的儿女, 将来如何, 还未显明。 但我们知道主若显现, 我们必要向他, 因为必得见他的真体。 这个必得见他的真体, 有的翻译本说必得见他的真相, 或者说必要看见他本来是什么样的, 或者说必要看见他实在是怎么样的。
So here it says, they shall see him as he is.
耶稣在世的时候,
when Jesus was
跟他最亲的门徒们,
with the closest disciples.
并没有看到他的真体或真相。
Never really saw the way he is.
他是神。
He is God.
他让人看到他的话。
If he wants people to see him.
他需要把神的荣耀跟圣洁暂时隐藏起来。
He has to temporarily hide the glory and the holiness of God.
他需要取了一个人的形状。
So he took the form of a man.
但是你记得有一天。
But you remember one day.
耶稣带了三个门徒。
Jesus brought three disciples.
彼得、约翰、雅各。
Peter, John, and James.
上了一座高山。
They went to the mountains.
到了那高山以后。
When they get there.
耶稣在他面前变了形象。
So Jesus had a transfiguration.
耶稣稍微彰显他的真体跟真相。
He just showed the way his true image a little bit.
圣经怎么说?
What did the Bible say?
马太福音十七章第二节。
Matthew 17.
马太福音十七章第二节。
Matthew 17:2.
第二节的后说，就在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮如日头。衣衫洁白如冠，门徒们看了以后怎么样？
What happened to the disciples when they saw this?
他们说：“哎呀，好兴奋啊！”
They were so excited.
没有。
No, they didn't.
你看这个第六节。
You read verse 6.
门徒听见就俯伏在地，极其害怕，他们受不了了。
They cannot.Stand is terrified.
如果耶稣完全的彰显他本来的身体，
If Jesus shown their true image,
没有一个人可以站立得住。
No one can stand up.
但是约翰在约翰一书第三章这里，
But in 1 John chapter 3, John told us,
说有那么一天，
There is a day,
耶稣再来，
Jesus will come.
神的儿女们要亲眼看见他的身体啊。
So God's children shall see him as he is.
为什么这怎么可能呢?
How can that be possible?
我们看一处圣经节。
Let's read one passage.
腓立比书。
Philippians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
二十到二十一节。
2021.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
二十到二十一节。
20-21.
我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。他要按着那人叫万有顺服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。那时候我们有荣耀的身体。
In that time, we have a glorious body.
一个不朽烂的身体。
It's an undecayable body.
一个永远的身体。
It's a permanent body.
一个不会死的身体。
It's a non-perishing body.
所以我们的肉眼能够看着耶稣。
That's why our eyes can see Jesus.
今天没有人一个肉眼可以看太阳。
None of our eyes can see the sun.
太亮了。
It's too bright.
一定要东西遮起来。
Try to cover it.
但是那一天。
But not that day.
我们要看见的
What we're going to see
是比太阳还要亮几千倍
is thousand times brighter than the sun.
比太阳亮几万倍的耶稣的身体
is the new image is much brighter than the sun.
你有没有兴奋
Are you getting excited?
你有没有渴望
Are you thirst for it?
约翰的第三第二节是告诉我们那时候会怎么样
John told us what's going to happen then.
但是在第三节是告诉我们今天我们应该怎么样。
But in verse 3 tells today what's going to happen.
第三节说凡向他有这指望的就洁净自己像他像耶稣洁净一样。如果这真是你的指望。
If this is truly your hope.
这个指望会带给你有动力啊。
So this hope will bring motive.
你真的想要准备好的见耶稣。
You really want to prepare yourself to see Jesus.
既然耶稣洁净他自己。
Since he, Jesus purified himself.
我们就会一样的洁净自己。
We will have to purify ourselves.
保罗讲同样的道理。
Paul spoke the same truth.
我们看最后一段经文。
That's the last passage.
提多书。
Titus.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
11节到13节。
Verse 11 to verse 13. Titus 2:11-13.
这里说，因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义。 敬虔度日，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。如果一个真有这样盼望的人，If
a person who has such a true hope,
他是会想要过个圣洁的生活。He
wants to live a godly life.
他不会让任何一个人、任何一件事情阻挡他。He's
not going to let anything. To stop him.
Because he knows the Heavenly Father loves him. Because he knows the
Heavenly Father loves him. Because God loves him so first. Because God loves him first. Because God loves
him first. Because God loves him first. Because God loves him first. Because God loves him first.
Because God loves him first. Because God loves him first. Because God loves him first. Because
God loves him first. Because God loves him first. Because God
loves him first. Because God loves him first. Because God loves him first. Because God loves him
first. Because God loves him first. Because God loves him first. Because God loves
him first. Because God loves him first. Because God loves him first. Because God loves him first. Because God
loves him first. Because God loves him first. Because God
loves him first. Because God loves him first. Because God
loves him first. Because God loves him first. Because
God loves him first. Because God loves him first. Because God loves him first. Because God loves
him first. Because God loves him first. Because God loves him first. Because God loves him first. Because God loves him first.
Because God loves him first. Because God loves him first. Because God loves him first. Because God loves him first. Because God loves him first. Because God loves him first. Because God loves
him first. Because God loves him first. Because God loves him first.
It's already correct. Because he loves the Father.
He
wanted to meet him.
There
was a story about a group of youth.
They
had a party in the home.
大家玩得很开心,
they were very happy.
玩一半的时候,
after halfway through,
有一个人建议说, 我们去外面哪个馆子里面去好好 have fun.
So they said, let's go out and go to a restaurant and enjoy ourselves, have fun.
但是 Jennifer 对她的这个带来的男孩子说,
But Jennifer told her date,
我宁可你带我回去,
I'd rather you bring me home.
我父母亲不会赞同我去那个地方,
My parents would not agree with where I'm going to go.
其中一个女孩子听了,
So another girl heard it.
就讽刺她,
So they ridiculed her.
你怕你的爸爸会伤害你吗?
Are you fear that your father can hurt you?
不是的,
she said no.
Jennifer 回答,
So Jennifer answered.
我不怕我的爸爸会伤害我,
I am not afraid that my father will hurt me.
我只怕我会伤害我的爸爸,
But I'm afraid that I may hurt my father.
Jennifer 了解这段经文的意思,
So Jennifer understands this passage.
一位真的神的儿女,
A true children of God.
她经历了神的爱,
She has experienced the love of God.
她不会有任何的愿望, 不洁净自己,
she or he will not have any desire not to purify themselves.
而伤害神,
To hurt God.
Well, 你渴望耶稣来吗?
Are you eagerly waiting for Christ coming?
如果你是的话,
If you are,
你的人生目标优先次序会有不同。
Therefore, your purpose in life will be different.
因为你知道你是个客旅是寄居的,
Because you know you are a pilgrim.
你在这里会经过,
You're going to just pass through.
这不是你永远的家,
This is not your permanent home.
而耶稣来的时候,
When Jesus comes,
我要看见他的真体,
I will see the way he is.
今天我们看了四个测验,
Today we saw four tests.
我们以后会把其他六个测验看完,
In the next week we shall see the six remaining ones.
你可能有三种反应,
You may have three reactions.
第一种反应,
The first,
如果这些测验你都通过,
If you pass all this test,
感谢主,
We thank God,
你是属于神的人,
You are belonging to God.
那你继续地荣耀他,
So you can continue to glorify him.
第二种反应,
The second reaction,
这些测验你一个都没有通过,
You haven't passed none of the tests.
这是个很严重的事,
So that's a very serious matter.
这是个很明显的红灯,
So this is clearly a red light.
表示你没有得救,
Means you are not saved.
不管你在教会多久,
It doesn't matter how long you've been in the church.
你听了可能会很激动,
You may be stirred up.
你听了可能会很生气,
You may be angry.
但是我要请你谦卑下来。
But I want you to humble yourself.
我要请你镇静下来。
I want you to calm yourself.
不要心硬。
Don't have a hardened heart.
也不要嘴巴硬。
Don't just have a tough tongue.
不要口里说。
Don't say that.
我就是得救的。
I am saved.
你有什么资格讲我？
You have no qualification to talk.
你又不是神。
You are not God.
你需要看圣经。
You need to read the Bible.
你需要多看约翰一书。
You need to read more about 1 John.
你需要为自己的骄傲认罪。
You need to confess for your arrogance.
你需要悔改。
You need to repent.
然后相信耶稣是神。
And then believe Jesus is God.
相信他是神的儿子。
Believe he is son of God.
相信他是你一生的主人。
Believe he is the Lord of your life.
第三种反应。
The third reaction.
你可能通过几个测验
you may pass some of the tests.
其他的测验你没有通过
you failed the others.
也许你刚信主不久
maybe you're a new believer.
但你听了以后
but you heard it.
你心里扎心
so you got stirred in your heart.
你没有达到神的愿望而心里忧伤难过
so you feel sorry for you did not reach the purpose.
你不晓得该怎么办
you don't know what to do.
我要为这样的人感谢神。
I want to thank God for those people.
请你继续读经。
Please continue to read.
请你继续祷告。
Please continue to pray.
请你继续固定的参加聚会。
Continue to attend regular meetings.
神会借着他的话语。
God will use His words.
更进一步的帮助你。
Continue to help you.
让你的救恩能够得到确信。
So that you will have the assurance of your salvation.
保罗是说的好。
Paul said well.
我们今天背诵经文。
In our memory verse today.
你们总要自己审查有信心没有，也要自己试验。岂不知你们若不是可弃绝的，就有耶稣基督在你们心里吗？那我们祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你最关心的一件事情就是我们的救恩。
The thing that you want the most is our salvation.
我们的确需要自己测验。
We truly need to test ourselves.
帮助我们。
Help us.
这是一个最紧要的事。
This is the most important issue.
求主让我们每一个人都能够肯定。
Please help us so we can all be confirmed.
我们这样祷告，感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and give thanks in our Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.